Now for something slightly different, let's turn to page 37 and look at the NLP negotiation model, and particularly the agreement frame, which is at the top half of page 37. So from time to time, there'll be situations when you're communicating with someone that you'll want to elegantly disagree with them. And the agreement frame enables you to disagree with someone whilst maintaining rapport. The main word that breaks rapport most effectively is the word but. You know, you say to somebody, yes, I agree, but. Now, the word but actually deletes the last thing and negates the last thing that you said just before the word but. So what you're really saying is, yes, I agree with you, but I don't really. So the agreement frame replaces the word but with the word and. So when the person you're communicating with has said something which you want to disagree with and then put your alternative point of view across, you would say, yes, and, or I agree, and, or I appreciate your thinking on this, and, I respect that you think that, and. Which is a nice pace and lead. It's saying that you do appreciate that they think that, you do respect their model of the world, and is an alternative viewpoint. That enables you to maintain the rapport and have your alternative viewpoint be more readily accepted. It's also worth avoiding the phrase, I understand. What this sometimes does is it provokes a response from the other person as, how can you understand? You're not me. So better frames to use would be the examples in the agreement frame.